War on the Island.
My dear Juliet, the tot workers build them. I know you have heard of Germany's slave workers in camps on the continent, but did you know that Hitler sent over 16,000 of them here, to the Channel Islands? Hitler was fanatical about fortifying these islands. England was never to get them back. His generals called it Island Madness. He ordered large gun emplacements, anti-tank walls on the beaches, hundreds of bunkers and batteries, arms and bomb depots, miles and miles of underground tunnels, a huge underground hospital, and a railway across the island to carry materials. The coastal fortifications were absurd. The Channel Isles were better fortified than the Atlantic Wall built against an Allied invasion. The installations loomed over every bay. The Third Reich was to last 1,000 years, in concrete. So, of course, he needed the thousands of slave workers, men and boys were conscripted, some were arrested, and some were just picked up in the street, from cinema queues, cafes, and from the country lanes and fields of any German-occupied territory. There were even political prisoners from the Spanish Civil War. The Russian prisoners of war were treated the worst, perhaps because of their victory over the Germans on the Russian front. Most of these slave workers came to the islands in 1942. They were kept in open sheds, dug-out tunnels, some of them in houses. They were marched all over the island to their work sites, thin to the bone, dressed in ragged trousers with bare skin showing through, often no coats to protect them from the cold, no shoes or boots, their feet tied up in bloody rags. Young lads, 15 and 16, were so weary and starved they could hardly put one foot in front of another. Guernsey Islanders would stand by their gates to offer them what little food or warm clothing they could spare. Sometimes the Germans, guarding the tot work columns, would let the men break ranks to accept these gifts. Other times they would beat them to the ground with rifle butts. Thousands of those men and boys died here, and I have recently learned that their inhuman treatment was the deliberate policy of Himmler. He called his plan death by exhaustion, and he implemented it. Work them hard, don't waste valuable food on them, and let them die. They could and would always be replaced by new slave workers from Europe's occupied countries. Yours ever, Amelia Morgory.